Ray Foley on Today FM.
Animals, not necessarily pets. It started with pets, but animals named after Irish celebrities. How do we end up on this now? Do you remember the show? Do you remember the last hour?
Pass me by, really.
I don't really listen to the radio anymore. I'm more of a podcast guy, but... Jesus. How do we end up on this? Oh, was the dogs. The dogs in the yard and the alpha dog, Charles, coming out and settling them all down. Basically, the internet is polluted with these videos on TikTok and Instagram of this dog who's got a power over all the other dogs. Oh, by the way, there's another dog that has arrived. His name is it Vandal or something he's called? Or Treason or Traitor or something like that? And he's a big golden lab. And your man, Charles, is a bit scared of him. And I have to say, it shook me.
I'm
shook now.
It's a power battle.
Yeah, and he has gone for Charles a couple of times, and Charles is sort of away from him. And I don't like to see that.
No.
The dynamics in the yard have changed. Anyone else getting these videos just constantly? Timeline polluted with them. 0874-100-102. So then I decided future pets I'm going to name after full name, first name and second name, Irish celebrities. So like Ian Dempsey would be a lovely cuddly lab, I guess. He would, wouldn't he?
You said you'd name a budgie Anton Savage, didn't you?
Yeah. What else? Who else? A Pat Kenny Badger, obviously. Trying to think of other people.
Somebody was asking, could they name their cat Moore Duran? I'd say fire away.
That'd be good. Or do you know what? Mary Kennedy make a good owl.
Wise.
A wise owl.
Yeah. You're spot on there.
Any more of those? 0874 Doggy O'Shea. 0874-100-102. This is what we're doing.
Guys, this is good stuff.
Yes, I know. Heffo's there. Say good afternoon to Heffo.
Good afternoon to you, Heffo.
Hello, Ray.
Hello.
We've a dog here. He was born in September 17, the day Galway won the All-Ireland. So we named the dog after Marty Morrissey. Go on, Marty the dog.
I like that you use his full name as well. Yeah. So when you're calling him in, it's like, Marty Morrissey. Come on, Marty Morrissey, come on.
There's a scrappiness to Marty that is quite dog-like.
Absolutely. Terrier-ish.
He's got that dog in him.
Laura's there. Laura.
Hi Ray, Laura here. I once had a budgie called Tony Fenton, but I had to rehome him because he hated me. Every time he looked at me, he turned his head away.
That doesn't sound like Tony Fenton at all. He's the opposite of Tony Fenton. Tony was lovely. It's true, Tony was a sweetheart.
He was a real nice guy, yeah.
Tony was lovely, eager to please, very charming dude. Nothing like your budgie.
But I had to rehome him because he hated me. Every time he looked at me, he turned his head away and would land on everyone else's hand except mine.
Tony Fenton the budgie. Not bad. Not bad. Damien's there as well. Good afternoon, Damien.
Well, Ray, Damo here from the dock. I go for Colin Farrell. That's Colin Farrell for Colin Farrell.
Yeah, I guess that.
You're over-explaining there.
You think I came down in the last shower? You think I came up the lagging in a bubble? So Colin Farrell, named after a collie. That's not really what I was thinking. I was thinking more in terms of the personality of the celebrity fitting the type of animal. Gotcha. Do you know what I mean? Less rhyming animals or dogs with the person's name. Do you know what I mean? I was more going for Pat Kenny. You could actually see Pat as a badger. Aside from his relationship with the badgers, he could actually see it. You could see him playing or voicing a badger in an animated movie of some kind, like a Pixar thing or something. So yeah, Colin Farrell, as in, what was the actor's name again?
Colin Farrell for Colin Farrell.
Yes.
What a cracker.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, sir. This is all good. This is all solid. I like these. People are texting in on this as well. Do you want some of those?
That'd be great, yeah.
Connor says, far too easy, lads, in honour of the retiring broadcasting legend, call your dog Joe Fluffy. Love the show. Hey. Jane says, what about Stray Foley? Shut up, Jane. If I was a dog, I'd be microchipped and I'd be loved.
You really want to be a dog today?
I'd be pampered.
Yeah.
And I'd be the top dog on the street.
You want somebody cleaning up after you?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Right. Does that happen at home anyway already?
It does anyway, yeah.
You won't pick up your own.
They have the newspapers down for me. By the time I get home about six. I promise you, 10 to 6, they're all running around with the old newspapers, putting them down all around.
Right. And what times of the year do you shed?
Sorry, I don't shed. I'm hypoallergenic. I need to be trimmed. But before I go in, I walk all up and down the street, pilling on everyone's bushes. Everyone else's bushes.
It's Holly again.
Who's that?
Which is going to his own garden.
That's Matthew and Andrew's daddy. Just don't close the blinds. Don't look him in the eye while he's doing his business.
You did say at the outside of the show, if we talk about dogs, we get nearly the whole show out of dogs, and here we are, imagining you outside the living room window doing your business.
That guilty look in my eye. My tail poking up in the air.
You wouldn't scoot across the floor, would you?
No.
You're not a scooter.
I'm a very loving dog. John says, what if you owned a very devious pet dog? You could name it after the Game of Thrones actor Liam Cunningham.
Oh, it's a devious pet pig.
Oh, sorry, pet pig. Sorry, I'm struggling to read it through the tears. Pet pig. Pig Liam Cunningham.
Very clever.
Cheers, Sean. Lorraine says, my dog's name is Brad Pitbull. That's not bad. Here's the name for a cat, Baz Ash Meowie. Oh, guys, come on.
Wow.
Gina, Churchtown in Dublin. Love the show. Hey, cheers, darling. Much obliged.
Ray Foley on Today FM.